I was just talking to David, and he was telling me how when you guys found out that you were playing Iowa, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously you being from Iowa, he said it's kind of shown lately. Just what's been the wave of emotions? What's that been like for you?
I mean, it was a lot of fun knowing we saw them. I was actually coming home from Iowa when I heard that we were playing them, so it was quite the thing. It's just one of those things that you never think it'll happen until it's there, and you're like, wow, this is going to be fun. So,
you talked about being there when you heard, or coming back when you heard the announcement. Yeah. What's, like, going through your mind? Were you, like, driving home when you heard this?
Yeah, I was driving back to Columbia. It was the Big 12 Championship weekend, and unfortunately we weren't in that game, so we had time to go home, and I was at home hanging out, and just I was driving back that Sunday and heard that we were going to play Iowa, so it was quite the experience.
How would you describe how the season's going for you guys in general?
It's been a pretty good season so far, I'd say. We're 10-2, decent record, pretty good record. Just something we want to improve on. And we've had some good wins, but we've also had some tough losses. So we just got to make sure we come ready to play here on Tuesday.
What makes Blaine as talented a quarterback as he's been for you guys?
I mean, he's got great mechanics. He's his body, his speed. I mean, whatever you want to. He's got the whole package, and he's a great leader. He's really developed as that too. So, I mean, he's a great quarterback.
And then you've had the opportunity to be on offensive line with a guy like Tim in the first team center. Just what does he do that makes him the type of leader that he is?
He does a great job communicating and making sure we're all ready to go. He's a great leader even at practice, and make sure we're just getting the game plan down and making sure we give 100% effort. And it's a 4-year starter at center, so he's had a lot of experience, so he's great at what he does.
Now, just kind of going back to you doing this whole thing with Iowa, because you have a younger brother as well.
Yeah.
I take it the emotion's kind of been the same for him as it's been for you upon hearing that announcement that you're playing the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that when you grow up in the state, you're like, I might play for the Cyclones, I might play for the Hawks, and then you end up playing against them. So it's quite the experience, and it's something that we got to look forward to.
What, I guess, triggered your decision to go to Missouri? Like, what was it that you liked about Missouri that swayed you to, head down there as opposed to staying in state?
It came down to a level of comfort, probably. Missouri was great at the time, plus success at the time. I mean, we just came off the Cotton Bowl win, and it was just something that I really wanted to go and be a part of something like that. And I knew Blaine coming in was important. You got to have a real good quarterback to do something with. And, I mean, he coming out of high school, big 5-star recruit. So I was like, all right, this will be a fun place to play.
And just what's kind of going through your mind is here in these final days as you're getting ready for this game, knowing kind of what's at stake, not just, for you personally, but for the team as well, being able to finish with 11 wins.
Right. This is real important to us to come out on top with that 11th win. For my center, Tim, to go out on the last win, that's real important to us as a line, and we just want to make sure that, we finish the right way. We started off pretty good. Might as well finish it right.